Here we go.
We've all got an opinion, and most of us keep them to ourselves.
Except for this guy.
He is a genius.
Time for Sam to give you his 2 cents.
What is the most annoying thing someone can do in public?
Fart.
Yes, that's up there. And is it ever polite to confront them when you reach your tipping point? So I'm at a restaurant over the weekend, and the booth next to me, this guy starts to whistle. I'm not talking like a casual whistle. I'm talking like a full-blown symphonic concerto with, like, backup instrumentals. Yeah, quite, yeah. Not even close. It was quite impressive if you're into whistling. The problem was he didn't stop for 15 minutes. And just when he thought he reached his crescendo, he segues into another piercing melody. So now everyone in the restaurant is looking at one another, hoping that they will stand up and say something. Meanwhile, this whistler is just clueless. So how do you tell a stranger to politely stop whistling? It's rude, isn't it? He's probably thinking he's gracing us with his talents, and all we want for him is just to shut up. It's like singing in the shower. You know, you think you sound good, but really, it's just in your own head that you think you sound good.
The acoustics in the shower, yeah. They make people sound good.
So it got me thinking. There are several things that one should be cognizant of when in public, and ways to show consideration so you don't become that whistler that everybody secretly despises. Loud talkers. Please don't be this person. When you're in a room, observe the tone and don't speak above it. We don't need to hear your entire conversation. The same thing goes when you're on the phone. Talking louder is not going to help the person on the other end hear you any clearer.
It might.
Mom?
Right?
Yeah. It's long distance. They can't hear me.
Also, the sidewalk hoggers. Taking up an entire sidewalk when you're out for a stroll? Not cool. Sidewalks are like roads for pedestrians. You always have to leave a passing lane. Be cognizant of that.
Okay.
Smokers. Before lighting up in the presence of non-smokers, please ask if anyone minds. There's nothing worse than having smoke being blown on your face when you don't like it. And if you're smoking anything but tobacco, ask if anyone would like some. It's just the common thing to do. Things to avoid in public. Indecisive food ordering. Do not get into the front of any line and still not know what you want. You know when you're at McDonald's, the person's like, ooh, what did I, ooh. Because you're interfering with people's appetites, and that translates into hangry people, and nobody likes you when you're hangry. The litter bugs. For the love of God, just do not litter, period. Especially in plain sight of other people. But if you must litter, at least do it when someone's not looking, okay? Save yourself the judgment. Indiscretion when it comes to cussing in front of kids. Now, we're all guilty of this. You know, like, your kids are around, and you sort of let a couple cuss words go. Just mind your cuss words, especially if the kids are your own, okay? Set a good example. And finally, these should go without saying, but when in public, sneeze and cough in your sleeve. Don't pick your nose for more than a half second. Chew with your mouth closed. Let people out the door before entering. Don't cut into an exit lane if it means holding up another lane, Vinny.
Hey!
Okay, don't speed in residential areas. And of course, do not whistle unless you are a tea kettle.
I can't help but notice you didn't mention the complainers on that list.
Guilty.
Yeah. All
right. Anything else you want to get off your chest?
I think I'm good for this week. Yeah, I'm good for this week. There'll be more stuff to add. All right.